T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local flavors, Acme. Chris from Northeast Philly is playing Stump the Millennial. Hi, Chris.
How's it going, guys?
Good, man. We're going to ask Jack a question. He will get a second to deliberate. You're going to decide whether he gets the question correct or if we stump the millennial. If you're correct, you win the gift card. Make sense?
Yes, it does.
All right, man. Hang on a second. Jack Fritz.
Hello.
What's been your recent record here?
Well, I was hot last week. I mean, I won that. I fired the celebration music for myself.
You did. You were good last week.
I forgot he did that.
I guess what? Pete Rose had the 3 hits in the 1980 game?
Yes,
it was
five?
An excellent guess.
Yes.
Good deductive job by reasoning.
You. All right. Well, deductively reason this. Today is Terrell Davis's 48th birthday.
Okay.
October 4th, 1998, the Eagles traveled to Mile High Stadium to take on the Broncos. Who was the starting quarterback for the Eagles on that day? Ike Reese should know the answer. He was in the game. He's thinking about it.
He was really fired up after Ike's halftime speech.
I really am thinking about it. I have no.
If you don't know it, then Jack's not.
Well,
gonna
I know
it.
It could be one of three guys.
So it was.
I don't know exactly who it was.
Here's where the game ended up. It was 41-2 in the fourth quarter.
Had a guy, Ike.
Goodness gracious.
Before two late touchdowns by the Eagles.
They're really starting to go after Ike Reese now.
All right, Jack, think about it. Chris from Northeast Philadelphia.
Wow.
Does Jack Fritz get a kid? It's a tough one. Does he get it correct, or do we stump the millennial?
No, I think we're going to stump him.
All right. Chris, hang on a second. Jack Fritz.
Well.
So think about it.
I would love if it's this guy.
No.
But I don't think it was Dougie. I think Dougie was 99. I think he was the 99 Eagles. That's because Donovan started, whatever. So I've been told a lot as a kid that Bobby Hoying was awful, but I don't think Ike played with Bobby Hoying. Problem is, I don't think I can name another 90s quarterback. I think I'm all out. I mean, Rodney Pete apparently won a playoff game, which is
1995.
Doesn't seem possible.
So because you can't name another name, you're going to go with?
I'm going to go with Bobby Hoying.
Chris from Northeast Philadelphia. You lose because Jack Fritz is correct. Oh. Bobby Hoying started the game.
You do not play this music for yourself. But I like the song, though.
He's a loser.
All right, we'll give the we'll give the gift card away on the contest line coming up. So
I will have something on my face for sure.
So Bobby Hoying, and you're correct. Doug came with Andy Reid in 1999 to be the guy that installed the system and helped Donovan and everything else. Bobby Hoying was the savior in 1998 before he wasn't.
Yeah. I got to be honest with you. I knew all three of the quarterbacks on the roster. I have no idea who started what game.
Who were the quarterbacks?
Well, Bobby Hoying, Rodney Pete, and Coy Detmer.
Yep.
So there's only a couple games I can tell you with absolute who started. Bobby Hoying started the first game of the season, Seattle. We lost.
38-0?
Yep. Coy Detmer started the game against Green Bay on Thursday night.
Yep.
Because that was the game he's going back and forth with Brett Favre on Thursday night. I can't tell you who started the other games. Because all three of them started at some point that year.
Yep. Oh, it was terrible.
Yeah. So I can't tell you. Yeah, I wouldn't have. It would have been a pure guess on my part if it was Bobby Hoying or Rodney Pete.
The score was 28-0, and William Thomas, blocks a punt out of the end zone, 28-2. Before half, Bobby Brister throws
a touchdown.
I
was out there for that block punt.
Did you celebrate?
Of course I did.
Good. Ed McCaffrey gets a 12-yard pass from Bobby Brister, 35-2 at halftime.
Oh, man. I think Terrell Davis might have had a 175 in the middle of the third quarter.
Yep.
He didn't even play the fourth quarter.
158 and two touchdowns for Terrell that day.
Terrell Davis is a Hall of Famer, right?
Yes.
Yes.
But he was one of those guys that had like the 5-year
short
peak
career, yeah.
That was unbelievable.
168
right?
yards, excuse yeah, me.
That was his 2,000-yard rushing season, his MVP season.
The 5 years were so good.
It's
kind of like Kurt Warner. Kurt Warner, if you look at his career, he had excellent seasons and he had seasons that he was a backup and didn't do anything.
Yes.
But he made it on those excellent seasons.
Yes. And I would say it was actually better than Kurt Warner's. Because Terrell Davis was the offense for the Broncos.
Well, I mean, John Elway couldn't win a Super Bowl, and Davis came and they won Super Bowls.
Elway didn't even start that game. I didn't get to play against Elway.
No, it was Bubby Brister.
Yep, that was the game I watched Elway from the sideline in his uniform.
Why didn't
he was injured.
Is that right?
That was his final year. He retired after that
Brian Griese got in the game late, threw a pick.
Yeah, he was a 98 draft pick that year.
Mm.
He was a rookie quarterback.
Charlie Gardner had two touchdown runs in the fourth quarter.
Mm-hmm. When they had in the fourth stringers.
It was 41-2.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah, my halftime speech didn't really work.
It did not.
No.
It didn't pump people up for the third quarter.
He tried.
What was it like playing in because Mile High is notorious for the elevation.
Yes.
What's it like playing in the elevation? Is it real?
Yes, it is. And so, we got warned about it going out there and everything, and some of us, like myself, didn't necessarily take it serious.
So it's just one of these things where you don't know until you know?
Yes. Unless that was my first time. I think it was my only time playing out there in Denver.
So was it just you lose your breath
lot easier? Yeah, it's altitude. You're a mile high more than you are from
regular sea level.
Yeah, regular sea level. So, yeah, I had never experienced it before. I never played in Colorado before. I never played in Denver. So, yeah, it's like a shortness of breath. It would be like being up in the air, a mile up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last time they went out there was it 13? They got blown out. Chips.
Yeah. That was that the first Peyton Manning year?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was that year.
Boat race.
Yeah. That game wasn't even close. Yeah.
2013, 52-20.
Dude, I think I played against Denver once in my career. I think that might have been the only time I ever played against Denver.
Because the next time the Eagles played Denver, 2005.
I wasn't here.
Another L. You weren't here.
Nope.
Yep, and that was it.
So we went from 98 to 05 not playing Denver?
98-05. They came to Philly in 2009 and then back out there in 2013.
Yeah. That's the only time I ever played against Denver.
Mm. Yeah, it's never been everybody remembers the Peyton Manning game where it was just, it was long over.
Three cities I never played in, Oakland.
Hmm.
Oakland, Indy, and Houston.
Is that right?
Those are the three cities. Well, I didn't play in actually I did. I did play in Tennessee Titans a couple times. But yeah, those are the only stadiums and cities I never played in.
Interesting. All right, back to the phones. We and by the way, we'll give
get a chance to experience the black hole.
No, that would have been cool, right?
Overrated anyway.
I would have liked to have seen it.
What the fans or the Coliseum?
The whole fan. Honestly, I don't think I hate the whole 12th man. I hate the black hole. Like the only fans that actually matter are here.
Well, the 12th man's a total fraud because they designed the stadium to be louder.
The total shit.
It's not because they're louder.
Yeah,
like Seattle fans would be louder than Northeast Quarter fans. The Oakland Raiders fans are no joke.
No joke.
You would
real.
Not walk into the black hole and be talking that kind of nonsense to him.
Oh, I'd be fine. I'm cutting JP. I'm telling JP he's done, and I'm walking into the black hole.
Tough guy behind the microphone.
Yeah. And the keyboard.
Mm-hmm. On Twitter, tough guy.
Yeah.
Scott and Delco. Scott, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, fellas? Thanks for taking my call.
Hey.
What's up, Scott?
Well, happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday, brother.
Yeah. Speaking of the Bronco, did you guys hear Ray Diddy earlier talking to Rub-A-Dub-Dub? And he asked him if he was above average or below average.
I saw they had a Twitter question out.
Ray said above average. He said maybe the stats don't show everything about him and that he would still ride and die with him.
Just Ray's a true football guy like us, Scott.
Yeah, but the real question should have been, is he below average? Because that's what the camera was trumpeting on the show.
Oh, yeah. He got real quiet after that. Sounded like he got like a bad doctor's visit, type of news. Like, okay, well, and, tried to follow it up a little bit. But
Hammer is a tool. That is true.
but speaking of, I mean, keep, making sure he's protected. Listening to Trey with you guys yesterday, Would it maybe behoove the Eagles to have Mailata at tackle on the left side and to have him be Jason Peters at left guard? We're not only playing that position with the pivoting, which would help, but he can also maybe critique him. Like you said, maybe something to help the team. He's basically almost maybe, you know, coaching him up.
Coach on the field,
You know, having the two of them in tandem, and it may give Mailata a little bit of confidence knowing, hey, if this guy's telling me I'm doing a good job or he's giving me the pointers that I need, you know, something like that on the field.
That's what I would do.
Something, I mean, if it seems like it's possible. I mean, obviously, like, they were going to – the fact they were going to put him at guard and then here he's moving to right guard sounded so weird at the beginning of the season. And then, obviously, yeah, he wants a spot back, and he's leaving a bad taste in everybody's mouth. Shame, because – He was that guy, like you say, a go to Philadelphia, maybe with an asterisk next to it. But at the same time, you can't go out like that. You just can't. Like,
made the list. That's right. JP made. Did he make the list?
Made the list.
Let's go to Philadelphia.
Yeah.
He made the list
over Trey Thomas.
Yeah. Who at the time, pound for pound, when you had him and Runyon, they were the best tackles in football for how long?
Damn right.
Yep.
All right,
Scott, we'll hear from you on the text line in about 10 minutes.
I'm actually waiting on Trey and John to be inducted into that Eagles Hall of Fame as a tandem.
Yeah, that's how they should do it.
Kind of like Utley and Rollins.
That's the way you got to do it. Yes.
Yep.
Although they got their own days.
Yeah, but I'm talking like retire the jersey.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I don't need Trey and Runyon's jersey retired.
They're not their jerseys aren't getting retired.
It was
they
a bad
should
example.
Be in the Eagles Hall of Fame, Wall of Fame, whatever they call it.
Yeah, as a tandem.
Yes. Yeah, because it was always them, and then there was the guys in between.
They played like a decade together.
Yeah, it's amazing. Really is. I just found the Joe DeCamera drops on the midday soundboard.
Uh-oh.
I don't know which.
Oh, my life's a waste of time.
I don't know where the good ones are, though.
I lost.
You guys,
we'll see what happens.
You guys are going to start a back and forth now with the midday show. See, here we go.
What is that?
That's James.
Ooh, yeah. We're turning it around today with positive moments.
I like when people just bring them up so I know Jack's got a couple good ones to play.
Yeah, but James took Puzzle Time off the board.
Oh, no, that's one of the favorites.
You know what he took Puzzle Time off the board for? He took it off for this.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
That's
so old.
You can't do that all the time. Puzzle Time is timeless.
Well, let's put it on our board.
Yeah, well, then I feel like I'm stealing.
No. You would be, yeah.
I will brush your face.
Yeah, but if he's not going to use it, we'll take it.
What are we doing, man?
Well, speaking of which, John Ritchie texted me and said that my lot is better than Peter's, so he's already prepped for.
Oh yeah, Richie's already in. Huh?
Yep.
10 o'clock tomorrow.
He's probably driving around stewing.
Oh, he's angry as hell right now. I know he is.
Coming up next.
Just remember when you guys hear me talking about Devil's Advocate with JP, I never wanted JP back here for 3 years.
You did not know. No, you're not going to your grave.
Care.
You're not going to the grave for JP.
Hell no.
Hey Jack, my screener just crashed down. Is there anything I need to know?
Oh, we're gonna rate the call on the other side with the Dodgers World Series.
The Dodgers World Series call. Can we also play the commissioner sounding drunk last night?
Oh, sure.
Well,
he was getting it in.
And we got to give away the Acme gift card.
Acme gift card, Marks and Reese text line, phone calls, all that and more. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
Hey, I've been telling you about the new partnership between the Philadelphia Eagles and First Trust Bank. Now, you can represent the squad with personalized Eagles checks and, my favorite, the Eagles debit cards. Now, I want to let you know about a great new program. Now the fans are back in the stands. The stadium is now cashless, and First Trust Bank is launching a limited-time new customer bonus on Eagles checking. Get approved for a new Eagles checking account, and you'll receive 15,000 bonus points for the Eagles Silver Card. Now, that's enough points to redeem for a $150 gift card or 20,000 bonus points for an Eagles Black Card. Now, that's enough Eagles points, or that's enough points, I should say, for a $200 gift card. Now, it's easier than cash, tap to pay, or upload to your mobile wallet for contactless payments. Now, you not only get a great-looking Eagles debit card, you also get 20% off Eagles merchandise at the stadium and online, and you get a chance to earn points on purchases everywhere you go. Just go to firsttrust.com/eaglescheckin to get more information and apply today. That's firsttrust.com/eaglescheck.
No balls, two strikes, two out. Urias to Adames. Call strike three. The Dodgers win. Finally, the wait is over. The Dodgers are the champions of 2020 in a year like no other, where joy has been so hard to come by. Tonight, tears of joy, let them flow. Tonight, there is joy in Mudville. The curse of 88 is 88 and out the gate, and the Dodgers are celebrating out of the middle of the field between home plate and the pitcher's mound. The Dodgers, for the first time since 1988, 32 seasons, are the champions of baseball.
Charlie Steiner on the call last night for the Dodgers. Yeah, that was terrible.
So bad.
That was terrible. That absolutely was brutal.
Well,
was he home? Like, I know a lot of these guys aren't. Was he not? It sounded like he was home, right? Like sometimes it's tough to come up with the natural energy if you're sitting in your office, right? I don't know. That just sounded like he wasn't even at the ballpark.
I would imagine he was not at the ballpark.
Sounded like it, right?
Yeah.
Man, like, that's the best you have. The Dodgers won the World Series. That's it. He's got some scripted thing that he did.
What was he supposed to do?
What Harry did.
Harry called the World Series for the home team.
He is the home team.
That was the home team.
He's been the Dodgers. He left ESPN to be the Dodgers play-by-play guy many years
ago. Really?
Yep. Yep. Yeah, that wasn't ESPN. That was Dodgers Radio. Yeah. Brutal. Let's give away the
Which title you think meant more, the Lakers or the Dodgers?
That's what they're doing on LA Sports Radio today.
I would say the Dodgers.
Agreed. I actually voted on a poll that said that.
Yeah,
Twitter poll.
It's more significant. I mean, you win a NBA championship in a bubble that you put together, an AAU basketball team, as a compared to the LA Dodgers, who's been suffering for 32 years and been close to winning the World Series.
Yeah, how many
the last
years
three
in
or
a row?
4 years. Yeah. Yeah, that has to mean more than some make believe team you put together in basketball. That doesn't mean anything.
Nope.
And baseball's more important in cities, like I've told you 1,000 times. Baseball is just a
probably
flat
not,
out more important sport.
Probably not in Los Angeles. Caller number 5, 215-988-1258. You'll win the $25 gift card to Acme. 215-988-1258. Acme, fresh foods, local flavors. Do you have the drunk commissioner, or maybe the drunk commissioner? Do you hear this? There it goes.
I didn't hear it.
Most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
Come on, man.
So
I had not heard that.
After investigating it earlier, like after the Dodgers won, but a little bit earlier, he was speaking fine. So what they said immediately after that was there was feedback in his ear and it was causing him to talk like that. Now, I've had feedback in my ear. You know what I do? I take my headphones off. Like, when you hear yourself in your ear, it is difficult to talk.
Yeah, but you don't normally slur.
I don't normally sound like I drank a bottle of Ike juice.
Wow.
I've never heard anything like it. So I heard it this morning. I didn't stay. I mean, I stayed up for the World Series, but I'm not watching the post game.
No, I didn't watch
the
post game stuff. No.
And I hear this.
Although I did see Justin Turner run back out there on the field
without a mask on. After, in the middle of the game, they have to yank him because he tests positive. Like, what is going on? How do you test positive in the middle of a game? Oh, we got the results. You got to come out.
The results came back.
And then he's coming out. He's running on the field celebrating with no mask on.
Justin said, "Hey, man, this is his first World Series."
Well, that's what Jack said. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's like, "I don't care."
Yeah, it's just like, it's obviously annoying that he did it, but like, it's just so hard to.
Of course.
And if you're in that moment, you just won. Like, if you just won a Super Bowl, you would be out there with your teammates. Even
you're damn right, I would.
Yeah.
Because in Justin's mind, he's thinking, "Well, I was just around you all for 6th innings."
Yeah, they don't wear a mask on the field, so
yeah,
it's not
so
like
if
it's.
Yeah, if I was already positive, you guys already have it.
Well. No,
well,
they definitely have it now.
I mean, that's his thinking process, is that he had already been with them that entire time.
Mm.
Yeah. Right?
Well, I mean,
I would have been out there with him.
The optic looked terrible. Twitter questions today have been brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. If you're thinking of getting engaged, Mark's Jewelers, got to check them out. They have a 25,000 square foot showroom. They're in Montgomeryville, Pennsylvania, online, marks-jewelers.com. Let's quickly get to the Marks and Reese text line brought to you by the casino at Delaware Park. Delaware Park is open for gaming, live racing, sports wagering, and golf. Visit DelawarePark.com. Lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. Must be 21 to play. Text line.
Text line.
Would there be a less intimidating option to tell JP he's been cut than Jack Fritz? Brian and Delran.
Tell you what.
You could have Joe DeCameron tell him.
No, I would vote for Jack.
As the more, as the least intimidating?
Well, no, DeCameron would definitely be less intimidating, right. But I want to see Jack do it. I would like to see him do it.
You want to see you get pummeled.
He's talking a good game.
Yes.
I'm talking a real good game. What's up?
My son is still a dope. Howard from Delco.
Oh, man.
Howard liked the move, though, didn't he? He liked the hiring of Morey.
He did.
He's been calling for a president for a little
right.
while.
Right. There you go.
The Sixers, so he has to.
And when Spike was on earlier and he said you got to give the Sixers credit because they went out, they spent the money, they made the splash, they got the hire that they needed to get, the Phillies need to do the exact same thing.
Yep.
I mean, John Middleton, this year, if he's going to go with Ned Rice or whatever crap he's doing, fine. But when Theo Epstein becomes available, you have to go out and you have to get a guy that is a true president of baseball operations. You can't be doing McPhail and Ned Rice and Klentak and all this other crap. You got to actually hire somebody that can win. What's next?
Jason Peters back at left tackle. Great. You know, come to think of it, he reminds me of another big, slow, greedy guy who only makes it about half an hour every time he's on my TV. Yep. Jabba the Hutt. Scott from Delco.
Jabba the Hutt. You a Jabba guy?
Yeah, got to be a Jabba guy.
Yeah? I'm a Jabba Chamberlain guy. I was back in the day. What's next, Jack?
Jack, you dookie head, LOL. Division games are always tough. Tell that to the Washington football team that demolished the Cowboys just days ago. Mark in Bristol.
Oh, he was being serious.
And demolished us.
Yeah.
Division games are always tough.
Yeah, they are. Absolutely. What's next?
Ben Simmons from Australia.
As my mom also points out via text message that it sounded like that Rob Manfred was having a stroke or a brain issue.
Yes.
And that was the first thing I thought this morning was he okay? But then Major League Baseball assured everybody that it wasn't a health concern.
Well, then that's how we know he was drinking. They say they should have gone.
So does it sound like a bad Bill Cosby?
And I agree with your mom. That was my initial thought.
Yep.
Because that was the first time I heard it when you just played it a second ago.
Sounded like he was having a brain episode.
Yeah. That was my original thought. And then when you said the Major League Baseball came out and said that wasn't the issue, that he was having technical difficulties or something in his ear.
Don't you rip out the IFB, the thing that's in your ear, if it's causing feedback? I mean, it's happened to me before where I've been on the air, both on TV and radio, where you just take it out.
Well, and plus, you have to feel yourself speaking in that manner. Like, you're not speaking in that manner and not knowing that that's how you sound, because that's sort of how you're feeling as it's coming out.
Yes.
It's a little slower. You don't necessarily get it back the way it should.
It sucks. There's no doubt about it. It sucks. But the only thing you do is, for us, I ripped the headphones off, and I just, you know, it's difficult if you need to hear in the headphones someone talking to you, but he didn't need that.
Listen, when Donovan was telling you Five will always love you and he was screaming it, that was because of the delay when speaking over that mic, right?
Yep.
And that stuff happens when you're speaking to an entire stadium. I don't even know if you had somebody in your ear. You had somebody in your ear saying what? You're the commissioner. You're given a freaking award and move on.
But when they throw it to him, was the only time he would need to hear from them. They're like, all right, go ahead, commissioner.
That's my point. You know what two lines you're going to say. Mm-hmm. You're giving out an award. Get the hell out of the way.
Yep.
So what do you need to hear a talk back from anybody for?
Yeah, not the smoothest guy in the world, Rob Manfred.
Most importantly, I want to thank our fans.
Coming up next.
Let me get
puzzle
here,
time.
It's not him, it's Giulio. Joe Giulio's coming up next. We are back tomorrow as we rev up Dallas Cowboys week. It's a Thursday. We're back tomorrow. Everybody be safe. See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.